across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest. ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg says a deadly bomb cyclone has brought torrential rains to parts of Washington State and Northern California.
Out west, it's a powerhouse storm roping in an atmospheric river into the west. It's a rare high-risk flood event in Northern California. It can mean rock slides and also wind gusts of 70 miles an hour along with high surf. 1 to 2 feet of additional snow from the mountains of Northern California.
The Northeast receiving some much-needed rain overnight. Pennsylvania in West Virginia could get some snow. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 44,000, 104,000 people wounded. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over accused war crimes in Gaza. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee have rejected calls to release the panel's long-running investigation into former Congressman and current Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News. A judge has ruled in favor of the family of Botham Jean, the Dallas man shot and killed by an off-duty police officer in his own home, in a civil judgment against the officer who shot him. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Back in 2018, Dallas Patrol Officer Amber Geiger says she entered an apartment one floor up from hers, mistakenly believing it was her home. She says she encountered Jean, a 26-year-old accountant, and thought he was an intruder. Fearing for her life, she shot him twice in the chest. At her murder trial, Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison, although far short of the 28 years prosecutors had requested.
The family was awarded $98 million. Pamela Hayden, the voice of Bart Simpson's best friend Milhouse, is stepping away from The Simpsons after more than 35 years. The 70-year-old actress also lent her voice to others on the show, including Jimbo Jones and Ned Flanders' son Rod. Her final episode this Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games, we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jaire Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday. Both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day-to-day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little snow right away this morning, then windy with rain today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north gusting to between 40 and 50. Tonight, breezy, 38 tomorrow. Not as windy, still cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
That will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. By the way, Todd, I was telling you, I will be broadcasting the Wisconsin Herd game tonight.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I went to the game on Saturday.
Did you?
In Oshkosh, yeah.
Awesome. Isn't that a great fan?
Great arena. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Yes.
They lost, but it was still
a great time. Great time. Yep. Great place. Love that place. If you get a chance, folks, go there. But I'm doing the game tonight against the Windy City Bulls. So that'll be fun. The Chicago Bulls farm team. We've got Lindsay Bosley on from Caribou Coffee. Lindsay, I just drank something so delicious. First of all, good morning, Lindsay.
Lindsay, this is our favorite hour, and you can do this anytime. Man, this coffee's good. Really good.
Todd asked me, he goes, I said, my gosh, this is so delicious. He goes, what kind is it? I said, I don't know. He goes, look on the tag. I go, it's Lindsay Bosley.
And I said, I've got the same one. I got the same kind. We both have Lindsay Bosley.
It's cranberry dark chocolate espresso.
Okay, so we've got one of our cold beverages there, the espresso shaker with the new cranberry holiday flavor. What do you think?
I love it, love it, love it. And I feel healthy because it's oat milk.
Yes, it is oat milk.
It's fantastic. I love iced coffee.
And I've been to your place. Lindsay, do you work at the Caribou here in Green Bay? Or are you?
I do not. I work at our corporate headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh. We were really hoping to get a member of our team in Green Bay to talk with you this morning, but it just didn't work out. So I'm sorry you're stuck with me. But
if
we do this again, we'll try to get you somebody from Green Bay.
Well, thanks for joining us. The first time I had your coffee, I mean, it was, I couldn't help but have it, at the Mall of America. Don't you have like 3 or 4 stores in there?
Yeah, we have a handful of stores at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And another place we have a lot of stores is the airport in Minneapolis.
Yes.
A lot of folks will get a Caribou when they're traveling in and out of there.
You know, a lot of people talk about flavored coffee being, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, it's not a great thing. But I'm reading about you guys try to make this as healthy as possible, don't you?
Natural.
Yeah.
Natural, yes. Natural and real ingredients is what we're really all about. So that dark chocolate espresso shaker you're drinking has real dark chocolate in it. And so do all of our handcrafted beverages. We have a commitment to clean label, so you won't find any artificial preservatives or anything in our handcrafted beverages.
That's odd. So, like one of the things I'm reading here, vegan friendly, non-dairy, oat nog. I mean, you guys really make sure you hit all the different categories of people, what they can and can't drink and things like that. I mean, this is really interesting.
Or what they shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Right? And then they also... You're also totally into the environment, and not that you have any competition, but this really sets you apart.
Yeah, so as you're mentioning with non-dairy, the vanilla oat eggnog latte that you hopefully have had a chance to sip on is made with a non-dairy oatnog. So it's a take on the kind of traditional eggnog, but it's for anybody who's trying to avoid dairy. They can kind of still get those flavors of the holiday. And we do have a huge commitment to, you know, non-dairy and different dietary preferences. We have a vegan sandwich on our menu, but we also have things for those meat eaters, too. And anybody who wants dairy, we've got lots of that as well.
Okay, I did eat one thing that maybe isn't as others, but it was phenomenal. The fudgy chocolate brownie topped with rich chocolate truffle ganache.
Yeah, that's very rich, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
That's my favorite menu item from the new holiday launch. Super rich, super delicious. I only sent you one because really you only need a small bite. It's so tasty.
Oh, he ate the whole thing.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. It's gone.
I actually got the hot ho-ho mint mocha in here, which has white chocolate chips in it. Very good. And your cups for the holiday season are very festive, too, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. We designed those in partnership with our guests and our team. So there's a really cool story behind each one of the designs on the holiday cups this year.
You know, I mean, everybody knows Caribou Coffee and that you have coffee. But then these flavors, and this muffin, I don't know what I'm eating. There's not a tag on it.
Let me grab the tag.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I've got an orange-flavored muffin studded with real cranberries and dusted with coarse sugar.
That's it. That is great. This is great.
You're eating the muffin top by itself. Are you that guy?
I am.
You're that guy. You just took the top off.
I am. Here you go, John. You can have
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think you would be that guy.
Yeah, I'm eating the muffin top, Lindsay. So.
Wow. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
But it's good. It's really good.
Wow. Okay.
So tell you, when are you kicking off these holiday drinks, holiday specials? Because people are, today's a good day to get coffee. It's like snowing kind of winter starting.
Yeah. So our holiday menu has been in stores for a couple weeks now. We like to kick things off early. It arrived right after Halloween, but now you can grab it through the holidays. So make sure to stop by your local Caribou Coffee. We've also got some really great deals coming up for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and really the holiday shopping season that will kick off next week for Thanksgiving. All you got to do is be part of our Caribou Perks program, which is our loyalty reward program to get on those offers and maybe try your holiday drinks with a little bit of a discount.
That's awesome. The Caribou Perks loyalty reward program. Tell me about signing up or how I can do that. I'm not on that. I do go to your place, but I'm not on your program.
Yeah, if you stop in at one of our locations, anybody on the team will be able to get you set up. But if you want to do it in advance, you can text PERKS, PERKS, to 763-CARIBOU, or you can sign up online our website, cariboucoffee.com/perks.
Outstanding, Lindsay. This is just fantastic stuff, and can't wait to try some of your holiday stuff. And folks, if you want something really tasty, really unique, that they really try to make
different,
natural, and all these kind of ingredients, you guys really went overboard—not overboard, but you really went, beyond the norms of making sure you combine great taste with great stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay, I should know this in my show prep. Where are your locations in our listing area? We're from here to Oshkosh. Do you know?
Yeah. Yep. So we have 3 locations in the Green Bay area. We have 5 locations in the Appleton area and then 2 in Fond du Lac.
Great. Awesome.
Great service. Great price now that I'm going to get on your Perks program. And thanks for bringing this stuff in today. You know, this is great. We will be. I go to the one on Military Avenue, so that's where I normally see you guys.
And I'll have to team up with her to somehow get a couple in Oshkosh because we need them there.
That'd be phenomenal. Yes. Fantastic.
That's next.
We'll find you the locations, Lindsay.
And Todd will buy a franchise. There we go.
That would be a terrible job for me, though. I would never get it right.
Oh, yeah. They're so.
I wouldn't pay attention.
Right? I feel sorry for you guys. When I'm behind the guy and he's ordering or the lady. And,
give me a splash.
Right, with this extra
soda,
hot and this. I show up coffee with cream and then I. Yeah.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where they took some heat for it? Where it's like, name, Marsha. We need a tea for Lashana. It's Marsha. Whatever. You ever hear that? I love that one.
Well, now it's almost like, bartenders have to know all the tricks of the trade.
Oh, man.
Right. People that do your Priest coffee does. Have to know that, too. Yeah,
It's crazy. I give all the respect in the world for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I like about your coffee baristas, right? That's what we call you guys?
Yep.
Baristas, I should say. Usually pretty healthy, a little younger. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, it's yeah, like, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like,
yeah, you're right.
I'll drink whatever you're having.
They're kind of hip.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're an old guy like you, you feel yeah. hip just by going in.
Yes. No, that's why I go through the drive-thru.
Lindsay, great stuff. Caribou Coffee, thanks for what you guys do for us. And we're going to be regular customers.
Yeah, and we'll promote you. This is
absolutely.
Great. And thanks for the coffee, the muffins,
yeah.
and that. That sugar high Johnny's on.
Yeah, although, Lindsay, we hope the Vikings lose every game they play. We're going to be honest.
I'm with John on
we
that.
Love your coffee, but we don't like your team.
It's a healthy rivalry, but we appreciate
there you
guys.
Go.
Thank you for,
you
for having me this morning.
All right, well, Lindsay, thank you so very much. Great stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay. nice
Take
to
care.
Treat yourself.
See ya.
Yep. The holidays.
Absolutely.
You know,
why not?
You know.
I mean, especially, this is like one of my, you know, you talk about your favorite day. This is like my favorite week of the year in some ways. Because I love Thanksgiving. Because there's no pressure. You just enjoy
no
it. You just whatever. The night before is fun. You can whatever. There's something about Thanksgiving this whole week I really enjoy heading mm-hmm. into that week.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say?
No, I just say
there's something. No. Here we go.
No, yeah. I like Thanksgiving because there are no gifts. But Thanksgiving is time when you get your family together. And that can be, you know, a little stressful, especially in these political times, and I may have an opinion.
Oh.
So I have a sister I haven't talked to in a while. However, I just want to say that I've segued into that's the family I grew up in. The family that I have now, daughters,
right.
son-in-laws, that I can't wait to get together with. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah,
like,
I do, yeah.
It's fun to get together with people that you love and spend time eating and watching football
right,
and
right.
and whatever you do, shopping.
Yep.
So I like this time of year.
And the
too.
Packers play, right? Thursday.
They do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Miami.
Yeah.
So
Alec Ingold.
Here.
Alec Ingold coming to town.
Which is cool. Well, that's right.
Yep.
And so I can watch it from there because it'll be a national game.
Isn't that cool with these young, I mean, like Tanner Bordellini and
right.
these kids that we see growing up, we uh-huh. literally since they were, you know, whatever. I've been watching Alec and Tanner since they were freshmen, you know,
yeah.
since they were 14, 15 years old.
Right.
And now they're in the National Football League.
Right.
I mean, that's such a cool thing to see.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle.
Yeah,
boy.
So happy
they've
for them.
They've worked hard.
Yeah, no question.
Happened.
Beyond belief. Another thing about Thanksgiving, though, when you were a kid, mm-hmm. okay, did you ever have anything but the exact same meal every single... There was like no... Thanksgiving was one of those
absolutely.
Most, zero variations.
Yep. None.
None.
And the same with
God,
the,
so true.
And it's kind,
yeah,
of, and
exactly.
kind of the same and kind of the same with the people.
Yeah.
You know, it so when
and
we
each
started
person to, would eat the same part of the turkey.
Yep. And big kids table, little
yep.
all that.
Yep.
I want to say that when we kind of broke away, and that's I could just find something better, but when we decided not to go, and the kids are like, oh, we're not going to grandma's. I'm like, you guys, I got a feeling that if we do something else that, you know. It's not like you're going to miss a lot because it's the same.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But it's nice to get together. I don't take
that,
anything away from
I
it.
And I just think there's something nice about that
getting
time.
Together. Yeah.
To always be the same.
How but, did you, how big, how many kids did you have?
11.
How big was your dining room or kitchen table?
That was big.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It was.
Would your mom have to cook like two turkeys?
Football table, like that's what we yeah. called it. But I just want to say, so my dad, you know, passed away. And then my mom still had that house and. But then she moved to Appleton, and she lives in a two-bedroom apartment, but she still likes to have everybody over. And it's like, Mom, we've gone from, what, 5,000 to 800 or 700? It's like
that's
a little
great.
Crowded for me. So
that's awesome.
It is.
That's
it's great.
Fantastic.
It's great. So anyway,
fantastic.
It's the people and the food that make it special.
Yep.
So
it's a great time of year.
It
great
is.
Time of year.
It is.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, coming up on Trucker Thursday, back after this.
And together. More or less in line, just keep chugging on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical day.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The Todd Allbush Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Down on Bourbon Street, sit up like a falling pin, knocked down against the wearing thin. It just won't let you be.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor here on a nasty Thursday morning.
Nasty?
Nasty.
That's just...
It's pretty nasty, boy. Ready.
You look out... Doesn't it look nice? A little white on the...
Looks pretty windy out there. I'll tell you.
True that. It's windy. It's windy.
We had a friend just walk in, look bundled up and cold and all those kind of things.
Couple indoor things, though, coming up. I mean, I want to just... we had the people on from the Antiquarian Society. They have a great event coming up at the Rock Gardens. Like Howard... off of Taylor Street, you know, it used to be the Comfort Inn, or maybe it still is, but the Rock Gardens, and they have the Antiquarian. It's their 67th, it's their, like, antique antiquarian sale. 25 vendors, set up tables, and you can buy things there that are just very, very unique. Like, I've been to that thing many times, but cufflinks, they've got some great...
table settings?
Yeah, they got some table settings. They also got some... cut crystal. It's just very cool. It's $7 to go to that thing. It's both Friday and Saturday. We're giving away a couple tickets, Todd. Yes, we're going to give away some tickets to go to that. It's the Antiquarian Society, and it's a great show to go wander around, shop, learn a lot about history. They have this, Johnny, she was telling us yesterday, some guy, they're selling, it's this, like, almost like a paddle that's like a ruler, and it goes to 8 feet. So, you know. You know what that was used for?
No.
Measuring salmon.
Oh, okay. I mean,
that's cool, right?
Yeah, very cool.
If your grandpa was into back that, then, yeah. You know, have that, put that in your little man cave or whatever. But there's so many other cool things there. So
we have a paddle to measure salmon. 2,000 pounds shall be known as a ton. What shall 1,000 pounds be, sir? Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right, we've seen it. So
wine will be measured in liters.
All right, if you want tickets,
how many
to
liters in a gallon? Nobody knows. That is one of the funniest.
That really is, and it's like all men will be free. Like, yeah.
I can't stop watching him, Nate Bartzka. How do you pronounce his last?
Bartzka came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Bargazzi or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I didn't know about him until Mayor Eric mentioned, we had some event going on. He says, man. No, I'm going to the thing. It's just a really funny guy at the Resch.
Right.
And I had never heard of him.
No.
And then I started, it's like, oh, my God, yeah, I so big, wish I would have gone to see him.
His delivery is just very funky.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
And he almost, for whatever reason, you just kind of connect with what he's saying in so many ways.
Yes. So, I've got, the guy that cuts my lawn is My wife. And he's like, so I take my dog for a walk, and you know, it's he's always tugging and whatever, and I talk to this other person. It's like, boy, their dog is just walking right next to him. And I'm like, how do you get your dog trained? He goes, well, I have this spiked collar on him. He goes, so to potty train your dog, do you have two dogs? And the first one that pees on the rug, you shoot him? He is awesome. Love him.
Yeah, he
love him.
Up with some cool stuff. Yeah, yeah. But like I said, he kind
of. Hey, big guy, how are the roads out there?
YouTube and.
Come on, Kirk. Let's talk to this guy real quick here. Come on in. Come on. Let us
Todd, know. Though, these tickets, they're going to just text the Civic Media app, and they can just text in and get two tickets for this antiquarian show. Okay?
Yep. So download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. We will set you up with tickets for the show.
Outstanding. Right, cool. Give us a road report, big fella.
Oh, it's. I think there's
speak
more
into
snow.
The mic, please.
I think there's more snow out there than
don't turn completely around. Look out, the
out the window.
And tell us about the roads. Like, we can look out the window, okay?
You haven't seen me at work.
Yeah, come on and talk to
Noah, I thought the roads were going to just be watery.
Yeah.
And they're slushy, and they're actually out there plowing.
I know. I see that.
So there's a lot of slush out there. There's a lot of snow on the cars this morning.
Are the roads slippery, though, on the highways?
Yeah, people are going slow. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't on the freeway, but the road's in.
Okay.
But it's... not freezing. If it would be 17 or 20, then that's dangerous because that would all be ice.
Hopefully,
out there.
It's going to rain and be gone this afternoon.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. That's cool.
That is the plan.
According to meteorologist Jim Schmidt, the roads will be just
wet.
Fine.
Wet. Wet.
Not really wet. It's wet out there.
Folks. If it gets down to 17, it's going to be ice. So,
but people do. I mean, right now they still have to be pretty careful out there, huh?
Yeah, they're slushy.
Okay. All right.
And you got to shovel your sidewalks.
Yeah. What are the rules on that?
You got to shovel them.
What if it's like an elderly guy or lady who
call the neighbor kid?
Oh, you got to do that. Oh, yeah. Do they get fined?
Oh yeah.
The like if somebody slips, would you be liable?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will shovel them for you, but it's going to be. I think it's $42. Maybe it's more than that. $42 for an hour or for a half hour.
I would shovel for $42.
You know, that's what you get charged.
I'm
that's,
throwing and, that and out.
If you, and,
I will
and if you don't pay it goes on your taxes. I don't, folks, know if the, don't hold me to the number.
No. I'm undercutting the city. Folks, I'll do it for $35. I'll shovel your section for $35.
John, you be careful with that.
You're going to get so many people now that you're not going to even be able to work. The whole city's going to call you.
Call me. I will shovel your thing for $35.
If you need Mino to shovel, text us.
Yes.
No.
Mino shoveling service.
You got to put some guardrails on
I'm
that.
I'm a good shoveler.
What if the
Jim?
Guy owns 3 city blocks? I mean,
$35. He put it out there.
Yeah, I know.
$35.
You got to go by the hour. And
that was
say,
just the hook to get him in.
Okay, all right. So that
then we'll talk about the details.
Bait and switch.
Nothing
wrong with that.
No.
Your section
in front of a what was okay? If you
60
live,
feet,
like your street, how much are you responsible for?
60.
So okay, I will do 60 feet.
You can 75 maybe 70 75 in some 75? Of these neighborhoods.
All right, I'll do that for $35.
Well, then what about my driveway?
That's
the walkway.
That's a little
and
bit
the
extra.
The steps.
That's a little.
And my porch.
We'll talk. But I'll have salt.
So it's just you're just doing
that's
this
the
to get your foot in the door.
That's the basic.
That's great marketing.
Cheaper
thank
than
you.
The city
great marketing. Thank you, Todd. Yep. I grew up shoveling like you can't believe in the UP.
The only thing you have to do is the sidewalk to get away from
I mean.
A fine. But if you would come over and do my sidewalk, I would want my whole yard shoveled.
Another $20.
That's pretty cheap. Believe me, the driveway.
Well, you get what you pay for.
I'm just saying, Johnny, the driveway and the steps and the porch are bigger than the 60 feet in front of my house.
All right, well, for 60 feet, I'll do $35 for 60 feet. Then we can negotiate the rest. The sidewalk, yes.
Okay, that's.
And I'll salt
it. That can work.
And I will salt it.
Will you do it before Jim comes to work?
Yeah, you got to do it. It has to be done. I don't know what the hours
Jim
are.
Jim has to have. He doesn't want to get his. That would be extra. So he's got to have a clear path.
I got that covered.
All right. But any of your neighbors, elderly neighbors, I'll do it for them for $35.
And then the other thing, besides the 60 feet of sidewalk in front of your home, what's the range? You're going to go to Howard or just in the city or? You're not going to go to Apple.
10 mile radius. 10 mile radius.
That's too far.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 mile radius.
Right 10 mile radius.
5 mile radius.
Why is he discouraging me?
No.
5 mile radius.
What's wrong with him?
All right. Good luck, Johnny.
Back after this.
It was a dark little. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Propane use on today's Wisconsin farms means more than just keeping warm. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And in fact, the Propane Research Council is not only innovating the way farms use propane, they're providing some incentives to use propane. Details on the way.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Mike Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, says today propane is being used in a lot of innovative ways across farms in the United States. For example, can you imagine propane fueling a system that steams the soil? He explains.
My background's agronomy, and I get excited when we can control weeds with heat instead of pesticides. And that's what we're doing. The soil steam unit that we've got, it's running in California. It just came back to California from Yuma, Arizona, where there's a tremendous amount of lettuce produced. The results of that unit are fantastic. We're sterilizing the weed seeds essentially in the soil bank, but we're also seeing fusarium control with that unit as well. You know, a product that we didn't think would have a fit for the Midwest, that technology may, in fact, over time, you know, may take 10 years or whatever, may make its way to the Midwest.
Interesting concept. Mike Newland, he's the Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, PERC. They also have created an incentive program where producers get money back when they purchase certain categories of equipment for the farm that use PERC. You can find out more on that. Go to propane.com/farm incentive.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Hey, we'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter, and you won't miss a thing about Wisconsin agriculture. It's simple. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com and give us your email address. There's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little snow right away this morning, then windy with rain today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north gusting to between 40 and 50. Tonight, breezy, 38 tomorrow. Not as windy, still cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what makes you feel thankful? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Good experiences and positive emotions. Gratitude is good for you.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Love it!
Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day.
Love it!
A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away.
Gotta get to the hook, baby.
Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Love it, love it, love it, girl on the billboard. Well, Todd brought us in. Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, brought us in just some beautiful pieces of Americana. Trucker albums, and just looking at the album covers
that is
cool. Interesting.
I have you seen that?
Not this one.
Yeah,
no,
me either.
No, it's the guy, the trucker, in his cab, and three like hot girls from the got to be early 70s with the Nancy Sinatra high boots,
exactly,
and the whole thing. Yeah. Yes, but you want to know something funny? I just showed Todd. Okay, Nikki, come in on this. Hold this there for one quick second. Todd, do you have the picture up on of me from 77?
No. I got that. Okay. Here, I'll put that up.
Okay, yeah. But you guys see what my, look what my sister's wearing. And look at this girl here.
This era, yeah.
Like the exact same colors, exact same, whatever. Wow. It's like, I think we had carpeting that color too.
Yeah. Shag.
But I love these. But, and again, okay, so there's another one, Trucker Album. And then, I don't know if people can see it here. I feel like Johnny Carson. Remember when he had
pulled
the pictures? Yep.
Yeah. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, when they had that meeting about, hey, so we're going to do an album here from the Nashville studio called Truck Driving Son of a Gun. Okay. Yeah. Good idea, boss. And here's what I'm thinking. We're going to have this lady in black nylons, high heels, very short skirt, pearls, and big hair sitting in the cab. And some guy like looking up and talking to her.
Kind of looks like Johnny Cash from the back.
It looks a lot like Johnny Cash. Yes. But it's like, who came up with that idea? Todd, who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
What's the genius
did, I'm sure.
Right. Because didn't they say like album covers back in the day were like tremendously important?
I would think so, right, Todd? Well,
I'd still buy records by album cover art because that's how I bought records when I was a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
And because there were no videos and stuff, but you'd
no
sit
videos,
there,
you watch, couldn't stream it.
Yeah.
You'd
watch that go around and around on your record player, right? And that whatever that icon was in the middle of the album,
absolutely,
just watch that spin.
Yeah. I remember the Green Apple when that came out. Yep. Remember the Beatles?
Yep.
So, Todd, has there been an album that didn't sell real well and then was put in a different jacket and sold really well? Like it really wasn't the music? I mean, like it really... Yeah, like it was more the jacket cover. The music was great in both jacket covers. It's just one outsold the other.
Well, there's a whole ton of band album covers, and we could do a whole other series.
I know we've talked about that.
But
and I'd be fine with that because I love album covers.
Yep.
The Beatles Butcher cover. And then the Paste Over is probably the most famous
of that.
Cool.
But
there's guys' album covers where they're flipping the bird by accident. And
really?
Yeah, and they've airbrushed it out and redid the cover, and then everybody had to try to find... The old one, there's the Mamas and Papas record with the toilet on the cover, and they covered over it later.
Well, I just saw the other night, I think about it, they said, your CD's may be worth, $100,000. So it's like right away I look, but it's like ones that, like there's a Michael Jackson one that they released and then tried to pull back right away. So it's like maybe 500 copies are in the world. And so it's like it seems like it was all ones that were released almost, I don't want to say accidentally, but like you said with the album covers, they had to pull back and stop and change it up a little bit. Those are really valuable, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Those, okay.
Any of the oddball variants or whatever are always sought after collectors.
Isn't that funny how misprints, I mean, that happens with stamps, it happens with money. Money one time, somebody was printed upside down, and that's like worth, like a lot more than the denomination. So, yeah, that's cool.
Todd, later on, can we play The Gear Jammer and the Hobo by Red Solvang?
I'll find it.
Thank you. Thank you. I love these titles. Love it. Old Home, Filler Up, and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. I'm a truck. I'm a truck driving son of a gun. Kind of a theme here. Kind of a theme. Not real creative, maybe. Diesel smoke and dangerous curves.
Okay. That's...
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff, Todd.
So good.
Thank you for bringing these in.
Do you still sell?
They do. I just grabbed a few, but I have a I could almost make a section of truck driving albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still popular?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Look at them.
They're great. I know. Yeah.
Actually, what happened was, I think, Todd, you may have been talking about it online or something, and I'm like, or maybe you reached out to me, and I'm like, we do truck driver, Trucker Thursdays. You should come on some albums. And
yeah. That would be great.
With the holidays here, I mean, people are buying music for other people and gift certificates and all that good stuff.
Where's vinyl these days?
Good still?
Still? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There, and there's modern truck driving songs.
Yeah.
There's artists like Dale Watson that has a whole truck driving session, volume one and two.
Okay.
You know, so, and then, you know, you got Sergil Simpson doing truck driving type stuff. You got, there's a various newer artists doing.
When people buy vinyl, is it to listen to or to collect?
A little bit of both. It's probably still a good chunk of listeners,
okay,
you know, that are buying it to listen.
Right.
There's guys that I know that don't even have a turntable, but they buy the record.
That's what I mean.
A collector standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, Rock and Roll Land, you do a lot. I mean, you're just so, I mean, you're a promoter.
Right.
I mean, that one time there's a line of people before you even opened up.
Yeah. And those are always the record store days, that we did in April. There's the Black Friday coming up.
Tell us about your location again for people who haven't been to your place.
838 South Military Avenue.
Right down from Caribou Coffee.
Yes, okay, so where they were there.
Well, you have it there.
Oh, you got your own.
My cousin's from Minneapolis, and she actually works for Caribou.
So you're kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
That's good coffee.
I drive through. I have to drive by the drive-through on my way to work, unfortunate. That's the route you take.
Yes.
So right down on Military Avenue, 838 Military Avenue. Tell me about the Black Friday, because that's going to be like Friday.
The 29th.
Yeah, 29th.
Yeah, so we'll open at 7 a.m. I suspect there'll be a line. I just checked in a bunch of my order yesterday came. There's a good ton of releases coming out for Black Friday again.
You know,
we have a sale. I'll do used, 50% off used stuff.
I give you all the credit in the world, because there used to be a lot more record stores, obviously, in the world.
Yeah.
And had to be so fervently, have such a love for that business to survive and battle through it. And you have, what did it take? What has it taken?
It takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of my passion, obviously. And I have, now that the bigger location, I have a lot of good staff, a lot of helpers, people that just, you know, young kids that just want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so they love it.
These kids that come in and they just don't want a job. Like, they've got a passion like you.
They do.
30 years younger or something, right? It's amazing. I would totally agree with, in the interview process, is, you know, you hear for the 12 bucks or 15, whatever, you're going to pay them an hour.
Yeah.
Or, and they're like, and they start rattling off things that, like, it's like, wow, this will be great. Because when people go into your store, they're there for some information as well as the product. Yeah.
And you can tell, like, the young kids, and I love seeing the young kids, like, pulling stuff out of the bins that you would never guess that they're listening to. And it's great, in my opinion. I just smile the whole time. I'm watching these kids pull, you know, jazz records and rock records and trucking records, you know. So it's
that's still fun, though.
Oh,
like when I was on the road with UW Green Bay, and you'd have all kinds of time to kill, you know, in the mornings on a Saturday morning. And I'd always go for a walk in Cleveland was a good town for that. And they had some great, I remember, within walking distance. Actually, I walked to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they had some great movies. You want to talk about fun, going into those stores and just going through those bins. And
that's the best part.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Still, to this day, you know, you're flipping through the bins, you just lose yourself.
Absolutely.
And the rap that Cleveland got, that is an awesome city.
Yeah.
I just think Cleveland is one of there's just a lot of good things about it. But, you know, you go to places and you really don't want to, you know, the Walmart and the corner and McDonald's. I mean, you want to find places like yours.
Yeah. It's the true record store experience.
Right.
You know, we got all the bins are full. You got music playing, other people in there looking, and that excitement of finding that Beatles Butcher cover or some other rarity that we have.
So how do you decide what the music is you're playing? Do you guys fight over it, or is it a short straw or a long straw?
I get a couple kids that come in, and this one guy that I let him take free reign, and he'll just pull records out, but he likes a lot of the disco 70s stuff. And people are like, man, this is great. We were playing... You know, he just pulls random stuff, and he's a fun kid. And Saturday we were listening to Sammy Davis Jr., you know, the Candyman, you know.
The Candyman tale. The Candyman.
You know, that's like, I think that's cool. It's like,
hey, look who's here. It's the Candyman.
It's so great.
You know, it's like a restaurant cooking certain things. It's like, oh, what is that? You know, then you might even come back and buy it. So I was
and we've sold records, you know, mid play through. Somebody's like, "Is that for sale?" And, you
okay, know. I am I so that. Old. Okay, that when I was young, our record store in little town of Negaunee had a little place where you could listen to a record
before you bought it.
Before you bought it,
we have a listening station.
Oh, you That's, do?
Oh, yeah. And somebody was asking if this was a whatever pressing, blah blah blah, and they wanted to hear it. And I said, "There's a go listen to it, and then you can decide for yourself." So on used stuff, obviously,
sure.
you know, people yeah. are like, oh, this is still sealed. I'm like, well, you can't open it.
Right. Yeah. We got a text here. Thank you, Todd, for your music story. I just got back into vinyl after being away for many years. Terry. I got another one here from Todd. Open up and say, "Ah" by Poison was censored way back in the day, and there was no need for it.
That was another one. It was like a fake tongue sticking out, and they blacked off the tongue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a pointy, lizardy looking tongue, you know, and then they censored that. But boy, there's censored records from the 60s, you know.
Do you sell album frames? You
know, somebody I do wants have to, like, some. Frame? Okay. Yeah, and honestly, these are, you know, some of these are just worthy of framing.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, the artwork. Todd, we were talking about that. I mean, that is a serious slice of Americana.
Absolutely.
That is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You just look at some of the Molly Hatchet album art, the Boston album art.
I used to like Pure Prairie League's art.
Because they always was like the same artist. And
yes.
Yeah.
The Western theme all the time.
Well, remember the group Poco? I mean, the guy who did that was the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman. Remember
him?
He did those album covers with the horse and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know
he
that.
He was an artist.
He was a graphic artist.
Do you have Poco, Rosa Cimarron? We listened to that all the time in school after we
smoked.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We did.
We have a
Poco
section.
Right. My brother was a...
you have a section on that? Yeah. Oh, I'm coming to that. I do. Poco, that... I'm serious, but I got a bunch of stuff to do on Saturday, but I'm going to swing by.
My brother actually had subscribed to the record club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Columbia House?
Yeah. And it was always exciting. You know, it'd be like the Kingston Trio or something. But I'll never forget was the Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, the girl in the whipped cream.
Yeah. So
for its day, whoa.
That was quite risque. And I have probably 100 copies of that record.
No kidding.
Because every time one comes in, I save it. So I literally in the back room have bins full
of that album.
And once in a while, I'll do a spoof and I'll load up the front of the bins and take a picture that I put fresh records out. <yeah. laughs> And it's become just a collectible, iconic record.
Absolutely.
It's probably the most produced. There's probably millions of copies of that.
Wow. You know?
It is fantastic records.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he was great.
Just think Herb Albert.
Yeah, I know. But that was, you remember, you know that cover? Do you know that
one? Yes.
Okay, another one that was very risque for the time. Carly Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
In the tank top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd?
Good record.
That's all over.
So they're not. They don't all. They don't all hold. It's art.
It's
so
art.
It doesn't all hold the same value,
right?
Do you have some things that are? You don't have to tell me exactly what it's cost, but do you have things that you won't sell?
Never.
Well, that's cool.
We sell
like if somebody comes in, you came for your own collection.
No, in the 13 years we've been there, you know. I'm tempted sometimes because we get rare, very rare records in and I'm like, oh my God, you know?
Right.
But in the same sense is, you know, I'll buy a collection so I need to recoup. And a lot of times those rare records, I need that to get the money back,
funds
you know?
It, yeah.
So
what are some, if people look in their basement or someplace or whatever, I know quality or condition is such an important factor, but just some that people might not know. Hey, you can get a few bucks for that.
Most people don't know the rarity, and I've bought collections where they say, oh, I got Elvis, I got Beatles, and sometimes those are so common,
right?
But
they were so
popular. They might have 20 jazz records that are worth more than the Beatles records, and I'll tell them people that I'm like, look, you got, you know, an original Miles Davis, you got original John Coltrane, and those are better than your Beatles records, so it always kind of evens itself out. And you know, I bought collections where I'm like, you can keep the Beatles records, you know, you have better stuff than the Beatles. So.
Yeah, and some of you guys were way ahead of the curve because there was a time when these were worth, in our mind, nothing.
Yeah.
And I know that after we were married, we put our stuff together and just had a bunch of, just a whole crate of albums, and some guy came in and bought them all. He's probably a lot smarter than I was, right? Because maybe they're worth something now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, if they still got them, you'll look at them, right? You'll bring them in?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, I look at records every single day.
We're with Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land on Trucker Thursday. Stay with us.
Sure can get weary sometimes, especially when you get a flat on the old diesel. I was barreling down old 77 one day, and I just passed a hobo who'd given me the thumb. And I gave him the thumb back and kept going. And wouldn't you know it? About a quarter of a mile further, I pulled up on the shoulder with a flat on the right rear.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Max Inc. Radio.
These days I can't have.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Stupid hobo. Who are you calling bow-legged? Now look, you're going to help me fix this flat or I'm going to break your...
Careful, chum. You'll bend the shoe.
Now for the last time, are you or ain't you?
You get so excited. Okay.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Love this day. Nikki wandering around, taking our stuff, getting in our way.
Todd Magnuson actually said something really cool. Todd used the term flipping through the bins.
Yeah.
That would be a great name for a segment on this show.
I like it.
And you just bring in stuff that you flip through and share it with us.
I love that.
Flipping through the bins with Todd from Rockin' Lil' Ann.
Todd, that's not the Poco cover though with that Rose of Cimarron, is it?
No,
no, I didn't think so.
That's the one Phil Hartman is.
Oh, that's one Phil did. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
I've got the credits it says Phil Hartman.
Yep. Wow. Artist. I had no idea he was an artist.
Yeah.
Wow. So Todd, do you ever get tired, but I got a buddy that owns a bar. He's owned it for years and years and years. I said, I've always thought about owning a bar. He goes, let me tell you what it's like. It's exactly like being a farmer, but all your cows are drunk. Do you ever get overly whatever with music, with albums, or you just still love it the way you always did?
It's stuck with me this whole time. I still have my first record I bought when I was 10 years
old.
What
was it?
Kiss Alive.
Okay, I told you mine.
I was 10.
Ballad of the Green Berets, Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Yeah, I still have it. I still have my Kiss Alive record, my original. You know,
that's cool.
I can still remember buying it.
My second one was Neil Diamond, Hot August Night.
Good one.
Yeah. You don't forget your albums. Isn't
Never.
That something?
And it's something, I still can remember probably my first 10 and then still from my current record I bought,
Did your family put out albums?
Yes. We have 6 of them.
Are they valuable, do you know?
They were Decca.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. So
Poco records that are locally here. I have a whole series of local bands from the 60s and 70s. And
yeah, this was barbershop music though. They're all framed and my dad gave us all like the original, nice. Whatever.
We probably have some sitting at the store.
That's a pretty small group, but the people who like it, love it.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things. So.
Well, and I have such a taste in music. Like I don't ever really turn anything away. So
that's cool.
I have polka and barbershop and classical. And, yeah. country rock.
What are you looking for, Todd? If you want to put it out there right now, types of things that if people going through their old, you know, boxes of whatever, what would you be interested in?
The hottest right now that I'm always looking for is the classic rock.
Okay.
You know, even 50s to 80s for sure. You know, 90s is a little tougher to find on vinyl.
Yeah.
They're starting to reissue some 90s stuff. But the 80s is huge, you know.
Disco doing anything for you?
Disco has its moments.
You talk about a segment of people who follow that, right? Yeah. All music has a real core, but I think it's a strong core for barbershop. Like, it's a really strong core for disco. And
yeah.
Then there's other people like you and me that probably have a pretty good variety.
There's some obscure disco records that, honestly, when you listen to them, they might have been a disco genre, but they're a little more soul, a little more funk,
right.
But they kind of lumped them in with the disco stuff. And some of those are I'm like, man, this record is really good, you know? That one helper I have at the store, he plays a lot of the disco stuff. And he's 25 years old. He loves it.
I think that's cool.
So do I.
Once again, if we pop that picture up on the screen, talk about somebody who loves disco.
Somebody who loves disco. Right?
Came from the disco.
The leisure suit. He was all in. High heel shoes.
Oh, I did.
I'm sure you did, Johnny.
Oh,
shiny
man.
Black.
I did. They're multi two toned.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you twist an ankle in those things?
Right. Tell you what, polyester shirts. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the puka beads. Oh, I was styling, man. Uh-huh. I was cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I thought
she
I was.
She still went to the other team.
Yeah, she still went to the other team. Something you just can't. Some things are out of your control, Joe.
You share.
I'll explain it to you someday.
Nature, nurture. So,
yeah. So, Todd, well, again, what do you listen to for fun? You can listen to anything. Well, anybody can now. You just download.
You know,
what do you listen to for fun?
When I'm at home, I play my records at home. I don't have a CD player. I the only time I stream stuff maybe if I'm cutting the lawn. And I got my trucker playlist going. So.
No kidding. That's phenomenal.
At home, like, it depends. Sometimes I'll wake up and I got a song in my head and I got to go put it on. I was just listening to the Nelson record for some reason. Like, they were in my brain.
Isn't it weird? I same thing. I'll hear a song and then Alexa play it. And then it's just cool to hear that, right? In terms of listening to music, it depends on the day. It depends on my mood.
The whole
I listen
setting.
To tons of different kinds of
the
music.
The whole
but
setting
at night,
comes into play.
Weekends, right.
You know what I love to do? Sit at Neshoto Beach and on a foggy type day and play Into the Mystic.
Oh, yeah.
What are you smoking then or drinking?
Wow. Wow, Jim. I did that the other day when I was driving up. I left early in the morning for the UP, and I'm driving through Escanaba or Menominee, and the fog was literally coming in off the thing, and I played Into the Mystic. And it's just that setting, that enhanced that 5-minute drive, like you can't believe.
No.
Music is so important.
And
I think we talk about it can really bring you to a very happy place, right?
Or absolutely. Good,
and you know, I think George Winston, just the holiday music, I just like listening to that because I'm not, you know what I mean? There's just so much music that can put you in the right mood at the right time. You know what I mean? And
if I smell fresh cut grass late in the summer, the song We're an American Band literally pops right into my head.
It's such a summer anthem.
And we'd play it in the locker room before football practice, and you'd have that smell of the cut grass.
They talk about how smells can bring you back to a time, just like music,
for sure.
Right? I can see where you put those two together.
Yep.
You're there.
Yep. That's honest truth.
That's cool.
That and Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
Boy.
I love Smoke on the Water.
No, wait a minute. Are they back together?
Yeah, they just put a new record out.
That's unbelievable. Right.
So, I just know every pep band had to play that.
Yeah. I bought that record when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
And Smoke on the Water is on side two. So to this day, I play side two first and then side one.
Oh, man.
I can't listen to that record anymore.
I was a big side two kind of guy. Yeah. I always found some cool, you know, what's that? Deep tracks.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Deep tracks. Todd Magnuson, man, I envy you. You got a great job.
You do.
Yeah, thanks.
And congratulations for what you do. You're needed here.
And it's cool to bring that to our community, you know? That's awesome.
I love it.
So everybody knows where you are. 838 Military Avenue, Rock and Roll Land. Thanks.
Mind on the Mayor. Into the Mystic. Come into the Mystic with me. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe